Hello?
Are you speaking, Mr. Talbot, please?
Speak on.
Hi, Michael. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal.
So I heard it.
Okay. How was your game on Tuesday night?
I was soldier slaying, man. Fucking robbed right in the last minute. But it was a penalty, right? But
yeah.
No, you could do it.
You know what, Mike? I tried to watch it. It wasn't on BT. I watched Liverpool at half quarter six. And I was trying to find the Newcastle game. But I couldn't see it anyway.
It would have been on Prime.
There's the Atletico game, Tottenham, and who was the other one? Atlanta versus someone.
Bayern.
Yeah, I couldn't find the Newcastle game.
It was on. That's because it was on Prime.
That's not what it was, but yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Have you got 5 minutes, Mike, to have a chat with me about the case?
Okay,
so just let you know, Michael, all our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. As I said, my name's Michael. My role here at MMA is a senior investigator. Sounds fancy, but what it means is it's my role to understand your case, and go out and try and find as much information as I can. Not so much of what happened to you in care, we've already been through that. More to do with the fact of how it's affected you in later on in life, whether that's like depression, PTSD, drugs.
Quite a lot.
That's fine, because what I'll then do is I'll then write to the relevant authorities, whether that's NHS, rehabilitation centres, the police, and I'll get you an accurate picture so we can then present that to Scottish Regis, and that gives us the best chance to get the most amount of money, if you like. Do you suffer with depression, Mike?
But quite a bit, but...
Okay, sorry to hear that, buddy.
No, it's cool, mate.
Depression. Is it just depression or is there anxiety in there as well?
But I came out I've been with my doctor for the same doctors for 25 years now, so
okay.
They're always wanting me to get tested, mate, but I can, there's stuff wrong with me, but I'm still not allowed to go in and get qualifications with them so they can mark me and tell me, maybe a bus to tell me that this is what's wrong with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
have you taken medication for it, Mike?
Nah, I've had medication over the past, like, but no.
But you have took it in the past?
I've taken it in the past, but there's again on for us, mate. Just said it puts us like stoned, like, to get away again on that work, mate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'll get that, buddy. But not anymore. Have you had any issues with alcohol and substances, Mike?
I'm always with.
Okay. And have you sought medical attention or medical help for the alcohol and the substances?
Over the years, over the last 20 years, we'll get a hug, but then I'm not so bad nowadays, but I've got four kids myself, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get that.
But it doesn't have a
reason. Does your GP know about the alcohol and the drugs?
Yeah, they can.
Okay. So I can write to your GP and get all that information?
Yeah.
Okay. GP knows. I've got a real tough question to ask you, Mike, and I don't really like asking it, but I'll be doing it at the service if I don't. Have you ever tried to take your own life?
I hope not.
Okay, sorry to hear that, buddy. I'm sorry that you got to that point where you didn't think, you thought that was your only option.
That's good,
mate. Yeah, no, it's not like, I'm sorry. Was you hospitalised, Michael?
No, I was taken to the police and that.
So you were taken to the police after you tried to...
I took to the police station and looked after, so to say.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so with your permission, buddy, I'm going to write to your GP. I'm not going to tell them why I'm writing. I don't need to. I'm going to request all of your medical information. I'm also going to write to that police station or the local police authority and get that information from that incident, if you like.
That was about 6 years ago then. But I've just lost my dad as well, so it was like, I'm building up in a winter for that whole time, so that's what happened, didn't I?
Yeah, no, I get that. I get it. I hear it a lot. I understand it. I know people who have. I know people who, you know, who are close to me have as well. So I get where you're at. Can I take your GP's details, please, mate?
It's Terra Nova House.
Terra Nova?
Yeah, Terra Nova House.
The house or health?
House.
House. Turnover House, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know your doctor's name?
Come on, every time I phone them, I get a different doctor. I don't even know if I've still got the same doctor now.
It's okay. GP.
I think it's actually Dr. Greenwood's my actual doctor, actually.
Greenwood, okay. Okay. What police station was you taking to, Mike?
Dundee.
Okay. Okay, so what I'm going to do is, like you said, I'm going to write to them. I'm going to write to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 separate authorities from the care settings that you've given us. I'm going to gather all that information. Do you want me to share that information with you, Michael?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
I've been meaning to go back to doctors the last couple of years because obviously there's underlying health conditions, mental health conditions I've got. And they've already told us I've got PTSD for being in care and that, but and I've got, I'm quite an aggressive person as well, mate, so I'm not out of sorts as I'm getting that wee bit older, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, I get that, but...
So I've got the kind of excitement, and I've got severe OCD and anxiety and that, basically, well, you probably hit the jackpot when you phone the doctor, mate, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no problem. No problem. So I'm going to write to all these authorities. I want to get you the information. I want to share it with you. That me and you are going to go through all of it. I might even come up and see you, Michael, if, to be honest. Statements. We've got statements, but we'll go through your statements, make sure we've got everything. I'll write to the police. I'll get the incident report. I'll write to your GP. I'll get all of your medical records. And what we'll then do is we'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress together. From there, Michael, we'll then get what's called a panel date. From the panel date, we'll hopefully get an offer. We'll advise you whether to accept or reject that offer. And then obviously, you know, we'll get you a recognition for what's happened to you in care, and obviously the most amount of compensation we can get you.
I've got a new number as well, so I didn't actually hear any messages on WhatsApp. Any phone numbers for us?
I won't contact you on WhatsApp anymore, Michael, to be honest with you. It's going to be either by email or I'm going to call you. It's only going to be me you're dealing with from now on. Is that okay?
Right, okay, that's fine, mate, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, are there any questions for me, Michael, about, you know, what I'm going to do?
Fine. I'll just wait to hear from you again.
Yeah, but what I'll do is I'll check in each month. I'll email you and I'll give you a call each month just to check in early and have a chat with you. From there, and maybe give you a kick because that ESAC you sold us is absolutely rubbish.
You could keep on one. Yeah, he's going to come on to again for when he's back playing your top player. Like.
Yeah, I know, he's been me. He's destroyed us a couple of times, but Jesus, we thought he was getting an absolute. We thought he'd sewn the league up just by signing him.
I thought they'd bought the league as well when you signed all the players as well, to be honest with you, but it's not happened for you, is it?
No, we haven't got going at all. There's no confidence, no shape, no balance. I think balance is a key word. There's no balance there.
But some of the best players in the Premier League.
Oh, no, it's mental, isn't it? It's mental. Look, Mike, I'll go over, obviously because of the sensitivity of this case, buddy, I do have to go back over our fees and explain them to you and explain what other options are out there for you. You can actually apply to Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm. But obviously that would entail you going out and getting your own information and submitting your case. And then obviously relying on the Scottish Government then to give you a fair assessment and a fair compensation package. There are other law firms. So that's option one. Option two is there are other law firms out there that won't charge you any fees. But they get paid directly by the Scottish Government on what's called a Government Legal Fee Scheme. So they get paid £2,000 whether you win, lose or draw. Now, I can't legally explain, you know, I can't legally give you my opinion on how they work for you, or more importantly, how they don't work for you.
Uh-huh.
What I can tell you is we don't participate in that scheme. We've rejected it.
Right.
We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, whether you win or lose. What we want to do is enter into a fee agreement with you, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose.
That's
it's also on us. It's also on us then, Michael, to get you the most amount of money as we possibly can. And I, like I say, how we do that is no win, no fee. Our fees are 20% inclusive of VAT, so you'll never pay us more than 20%. They're actually capped.
That's true.
You may pay us less dependent on how much time we spend on your case, but you'll never pay us more than
20%. That's fine.
Okay. Just to let you know as well, you'll never pay, if you lose or if we lose together, we're unsuccessful, you'll never be charged anything from us either. So it is a genuine no win, no fee. Is that
that's
okay, Michael?
That's fine, yeah.
Do you understand those three options, buddy?
Yeah, I do.
Are you still happy for me to continue?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do is I'll email you in the next few weeks with all my contact details. I'll get you as much information as I can over by email, and I'll check in each month with you with a phone call. And then, we'll once I get all the information, we'll then submit it to the Scottish Redress.
That's fine. Thank you very much, mate.
No, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much for talking to me, buddy.
Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
Enjoy. You too, mate.
Bye.